So Tosfos over here on Amidvav Beis B'Maaskol Beretiva, when he's discussing, really the Gemara over here is discussing what's halacha on pepper, that peppercorns and ginger and so on and so forth. Tosfos Teich HaDvarim mentions what he holds about sugar, even though it's not really relevant, so relevant to the Gemara, it's not really relevant to anything. But he mentions what he holds about sugar, and Tosfos holds a very fascinating thing about sugar. Tosfos says, about sukaru mevarchinan bayir pri ha'etz, on sugar you make bayir pri ha'etz. Why? Ki yariyim divshi zet sukaru. Because the pasuk in Shir Shirim that says yari my forest im divshi that has honey. So what sort of forest has honey? Forests generally don't produce honey. So it means trees that produce sweet, something as sweet as honey. So that's sugar cane, which apparently grows in Eretz Yisrael. Even though for the most part nowadays it's harvested in like Central America and places like that, but therefore Tosfos says that you see it's a tree, because the pasuk calls it a ya'ar, ya'ar being a tree.
How do you know Tosfos is talking about sugar from a sugar cane? Maybe it's sugar from a sap of a tree.
Sugar from sap of a tree.
Yeah.
Like what you mean, like maple syrup?
Maple sugar.
Okay, yeah. Wouldn't be different. It would be the same idea. The concept would be the same.
But the sugar cane is not a tree at all.
Sugar cane is as much a tree as a maple is a tree.
Really?
Yeah, it grows, stays in the ground. It has all the other qualities of a tree.
It sounds like a piece of grass?
No. Like a bamboo. More like a bamboo. That's what it looks like. It grows very high. It's like close to 15 feet tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a bamboo. It's a quasi-tree. I don't know. Botanically speaking, they might have a different qualification for it, but halachically speaking, it has the qualifications of a tree. It stays, it grows, doesn't die from year to year. It has the qualifications of a tree. That in and of itself is not so much the issue. Probably maple syrup will be the same child. You'll see, though, in a second, maple syrup is pashut that it's a shahakal. It's only sugar cane that's the issue. But in any case, the old Adrishanim, the Rambam says very clearly he describes it. Very, very clearly that he's talking about sugar.
Or sugar cane.
Yeah, sugar cane, sugar. Yeah, what do you think?
Isn't yarab a debash like a honeycomb or a
That's what I would have thought, but Taish is not like that, yeah. You would have thought it means it's referring to bee honey. Yeah, which can be found in a... But Taish didn't Taish like that. So, yeah. Okay, so Taish says sugar is eggs. Now, this is very fascinating. Why is it fascinating? We really spoke about this a little bit when we spoke by Hearts of Palm, right, which is the tree itself. And we heard a very interesting psak that someone said that it should be ha'etz, because it's the main fruit of the tree. And at the time, we showed over there in that sugya, which wasn't that long ago, Chidushi Hara'ah, that says no such thing, because a tree is not a pre, it's the tree, it's the eitz. It's not the pre-ha'etz, it's the tree itself. You can't make a ha'etz on a tree. You can't make a pre-ha'etz on the tree. Most you can make is a hadama. He says, like, similar to shuta, the leaves of this caper bush, you could only make hadama, and you can't make a ha'etz on it, even if they are harvested, because they're the tree itself. It's not the fruit of the tree. That's what Dura said. And the Bahag, who also discusses this, older Rishonim here discuss this question of what proper bracha on sugar should be. The Bahag asks this question. Bir Alacha brings it down. Quotes his Lashon. Bir Alacha on Simon Reish Beis Sif Tezvav. He says Bahag Gufa Yisa Dechi L'Dei Kamaisa, which happens to be the Bahag's own cheetah, but he asks this question. Mizel Shana V'kani the sukkar bar pi adama. The sugar cane itself, we'll see in a second, there's really two questions here. It's important to actually realize that. The two things that I've done with sugar cane. You can buy the cane itself and suck the cane. That's one thing. And you can squeeze the cane and produce the juice, which is then boiled and reduced into crystals. That's sugar. Both we're going to see as a discussion in the Rishonim. What's the bracha when you suck the cane? And what's the bracha on the sugar? Tosfos doesn't differentiate. The Pshuta Tosfos holds both are bites. Pashtus. Because he doesn't differentiate. Or maybe he's only talking about sugar. Not 100% clear, but if he doesn't differentiate, we can assume he holds both our bites. But in any case, so the Bahag says that when you suck these canes, you make a bar pri adama. Not because they hold that it's not a tree, which like Nachum was trying to say. That even though it's a tree, since it doesn't produce fruit, V'lav peri ka'achlinan, and you're not eating a fruit. Lo misamrlan barapia ha'et, ala barapia ha'dama. You can't say ha'et, only ha'dama. Midda da'havi ashuta de'pircha, like the leaves of the camphor bush. Right? So he has the same thing that the Ra'ah said over there about the heart of palm, and the Bahag is saying over here, a question on Taisa, that how is it possible to say that you should make a bar pri ha'et, it's the eitz itself. So now, what L'chaira you would say to answer Taisus, to understand Shitza Taisus, is if we are discussing the sugar, and even if someone sucks the sugar cane, we'll say, in reality what he's doing is just pulling out the sugar with his mouth. He's not actually eating the cane, because that's not edible. He's eating the sugar. So regardless, Taisus will look at what, both the sucking of the cane and squeezing it and producing the sugar, that the sugar is the peri, not the cane. The cane is the tree. That's true. The sugar is the pre of this tree. It's what, that's what this tree is harvested for. That's what this tree is grown for. This tree is grown to produce this aspect of it. So it doesn't grow like your classic fruit, you know, with a flower and a formation and something that you could pick from the tree. That's true. But Taisus holds it doesn't make such a big difference. So even if the way, means of harvesting this fruit is by cutting down the tree and squeezing out the juice or sucking out the juice is the fruit. And Taisus holds, therefore, it could be a ha'et. Now, by that token, maple syrup would probably be the same thing, right? Maple has no other use and no other fruit. So if you harvest them, if you actually are able to buy true 100% maple syrup, which is hard to come by, but if you actually, Trader Joe's, there you go, organic. So if you could actually find something that's a real syrup, so then according to Taisus, it would be a ha'et. It's not the way we pass the Shulchan Aruch, but according to Taisus, it would be Eitz, which it would make it be an afkamina, would be that if you by mistake made Ha'etz, you'd be Eitz. That's the Mishnah Berurah Halacha speaks that out. That's the difference of this whole Machlekes, that basically any bracha you make, you don't make another bracha because you were Eitz, because it's a suffering. Fine, so that's Taisus' understanding. Taisus' understanding is that it's Ha'etz, because the tree is a tree, this is the fruit of the tree, so you make Ha'etz. Now, there are two other Shitas. We'll see the Rambam. The Rambam basically speaks at all the Shitas. This is in Perek Tes, Halacha Hei, of Brachos. Hakanim Hamasukim, the sweet cane, or whatever sticks, She Soichten Oisam, you squeeze them, Umavashlam Imeim, and then you cook the water, Achi Yakfe, until it solidifies, V'yidma L'melach, and it looks like salt. That's quite clearly talking about sugar. Kal HaGa'aynim Amru, all the Ga'aynim said, She Mavarchan Olav Bar Pi Adam. So the apparently the majority of the Gaonim said he made a Bar Piyadam. So that we understand, right? So he's talking about both. The Rambam, we'll see, he's talking about both. But so far he just said Demi Lamela. So I guess he's talking about the sugar. Either one. We'll see. He's going to explain both. But let's assume both. Again, just for sake of clarity. Let's assume they only make a Bar Piyadam on both. So that makes sense to us. That's the easier, right? Because you don't have to say this whole tray of Taisus that we look at this as the fruit of the tree. No, eating the tree. And you eat a tree, you make a barpi adama. That's something that grows from the ground. It's not a fruit. You make a barpi adama. So that's what Roiv Goyim hold, which is this lachar the most svarad. Umiktas amru barpi ha'etz. But some said, which is the Bahag, who was a Goyim, said barpi ha'etz. V'chein amru, and then they also said, so he was talking about sugar till now, v'chein amru shahamoytzat zaysin kanim, if you suck those canes, mavar barpi adama, you also make a barpi adama. Right? So that's. The Chayin Amru, I think, is going on the Roiv Ga'inim. The Roiv Ga'inim that said you make a Bar Piyadam on the sugar also said that if you suck the canes, you make a Bar Piyadam. Now, just as an aside, what's the halacha if you take an orange and you don't eat it, you just suck it? Right? Now, let's assume right now that an orange juice you make shahakam, which I imagine is what you make, right? So, I'm assuming that's the right bracha to make an orange juice, which Be'ez Hashem. One day we'll get to that sugya. It's not so far off. But assuming again, orange juice is shahakal. So if you suck an orange, what bracha do you make? So you'd be surprised. The halacha is you make a ha'etz. If you suck an orange, you make a ha'etz. It's not called that you're drinking the juice. It's called you're eating the orange. While the juice is still in the orange, then if we don't look at it like drinking juice, we look at it like eating the orange, right? But over here, being that the cane is not really edible. So we don't look at it that way. We don't look like you're eating the cane, because the cane's not really food. It's the cane is just a husk that you get this juice out of it. It will be like, a pomegranate has the inside the seed and the outside is just a husk. So you're eating the inside, so to speak. So that here it wouldn't be tully in that shiloh. In any case, Bani Omer, the Rambam says as follows. Bani Omer, I say, She'ein ze pri. This is not a fruit. Ve'ein mevarchin olav el shahakol, and all you make is a shahakol. Then he says, Lo yiyah dvash elu akhanim, and we can consider the honey that comes out of these canes, She'nishtan al yedei ha'or, that was changed through cooking, Gadol, can be better, Midvash tumarim shaloi nishtana, from the honey that we get from figs, date honey, shaloi nishtana, you didn't even have to cook it, and still mevarchin al shahakol. Right, that's a gemara later, which is the reason why we make a shahakol on orange juice, and we make a shahakol on all fruit juices, except for wine, is because the gemara says it's zeir ba'alma. The gemara says that the juice of a fruit is just zeir ba'alma, it's just the sweat, it's not considered a fruit itself. So you make a shahakol. So he says, how could the juice that you're getting out of the kanin be better, and you cook it, you have to cook it and change it into crystals, how could it be better than juice that you squeeze out of a fruit? How could it be better than orange juice? If you make a shahakol on orange juice, you have to make a shahakol on sugar as well. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, they both explain, the Rambam said two svaras here. He said one svara why sucking the cane should be shahakol, and he said one svara why the sugar should be shahakol. The first svara he said was, Ani oimer she'ein ze pri. This is not a fruit. The aim of Arkan Olive El Shahakal. That was as far as why the sugar cane itself, if you suck it, it's a shahakal. Shain Zepri, it's not a fruit. So therefore you make a shahakal. And the second story he said is, hey, what about the sugar? Maybe that it could be considered a peri. He says, no, then it can't be better than Dvash Tmarim, it can't be better than all fruit juice, which is shahakal, so this is a shahakal. So there's two svars. So let's take them one by one.
Right.
What?
What about the whole svar about your cooking? And when you cook things and you change its form, usually it changes the broth.
So that's an additional svar he's throwing in. Yeah, so that's the Kal V'chaimer. He says, Lo yiyah dvash elu akhanim she'nishtana al yedei ha'or, it changed because of the fire. It can't be better than dvash tmarim, which you didn't even have to cook, and still it's a shahakol. Right, so the Rambam says it's like a Kal V'chaimer. Yeah, he says both.
How does everyone all the Gaonim say it's the Gamma?
How do they disagree on that?
It's the final purpose. It's the Eloi Afrina.
Right, we'll get to that in a second. That is the answer, but there's more source for it a little further. I think you're coming from a Gemara later. You didn't see it yet. This is Gemara Ashes Lam Ches on the base. There's a whole sugya about when you have to change something through cooking. Does that change its bracha or not? But let's just leave this. Let's take this face value for a moment.
So the strongest part, say that second svara,
right,
would apply to eating straight from the cane. See, that's no better than drinking the
because you're saying that's all it really is.
Yeah.
All it really is drinking the. Yeah, you're not eating the cane, you're saying.
Right.
Right. So what you're pointing out is the Rambam apparently does have a tzad, you have to look at it differently. He seems to be entertaining that when you suck the cane, you're eating the cane. But not only that, not only is he looking at it that way, he's specifically looking at it that way. In other words, I'll explain in a moment, but he's only looking at it that way.
Right.
He doesn't hear another time.
He's not even
he's not looking at it that way, right? Which we'll see in a second. Why? It's a good question. Now, I think that to emphasize what you're saying, in other words, the Rambam over here said that sucking the cane, he says, la peri. What does he mean? He means the cane is not a pri, which is 100% right. I don't think any region could argue on that, right? The cane is not a fruit. It's not edible. What you're sucking is the juice. It's not, you can't call the thing, it's wood, right? If you take a piece of you take an estrig leaf, which smells and tastes like an estrig, but you still, it's a leaf, it's not a fruit, it's not an estrig, right? It doesn't, it's something that happens to have a taste, doesn't change its nature, it's still not food. So that I don't think any of the Rishonim argue on the Rambam. What they do argue is like A.B. saying, they say I don't care about the eights is nothing. You're sucking out the sugar, and the sugar is the same sugar whether you squeeze it out and cook it or whether you suck it from the wood. But the Rambam obviously holds that you can't look at it that way. That kol zman, what you're doing is, as long as what you're doing is that you're sucking the cane itself, then we look at it like eating a piece of wood. And we don't differentiate and say, oh no, you're just pulling out the sugar. We don't look at it that way. You're eating eights, so that could only be shahakal. Right? It can't be better than shahakal. It can't be looked at as a free.
If you could extract the sugar from the cane without having to cook it or anything,
right,
you'd want to say, so you think I eat?
No, the Rambam still would hold. Then the Rambam wouldn't have a Kal V'chaimer, but the Rambam still says it's not better than Dvash Tmarim.
He only said that about the other thing because you're changing it.
He said it with a Kal V'chaimer. He said here you have to change it, So it's zicher, it's for sure not better than Dvash Marm. Then it would be like, then it would be equal to Dvash Marm.
You
wouldn't have a Galah, I think so. You still wouldn't have a Galah, yeah.
It's not the Priya, it's Marm.
What?
It's not the Priya.
Ah, so this is what the Paiskim say. So I'll get to that in a second. Yeah, what you say? Okay, so now, fine. So we've dealt with the first time of the Rambam. First time of the Rambam is, you're sucking the cane. He says the cane is an aged Baalma, therefore when you're sucking it, it's Shehakal. So we have three shittas here, right? Let's talk about the three shittas. We have Berpri, Eitz, and Taisus. Taisus is the Eitz because it's a tree. We look at the sugar, the juice, whether you're sucking it, whether you're extracting it, let's say. It's the fruit of the tree, so it's a Eitz. Shittas are Taisus. The Bahag, the other Afrayanim, they all argue, they say no. We can't look at it more as the tree itself. It can't be considered the fruit of a tree. That's too bizarre. It's not the fruit of a tree. It's not growing like a fruit, nothing. It's just tree itself. So it's Adama. That makes a lot of sense. That we understand. It's Adama. It grows from the ground. Like everything else that grows from the ground. A tomato, a cucumber, and sugar cane. It's Adama. That's the easy. Come to Rambam is like this. I'll tell you, let's take this in two parts. You're sucking the condom itself. He says that can't be more than a shackle because condom aren't a fruit. And they're not even a Pri Adama, they can't be considered a fruit b'chal. They can't get a Shem Pri. You can't call it Pri Adama, and you can't make it where Pri Eitz. Therefore, you're only left with Shehakal. You're tasting something, it has a taste. What you're getting in your mouth has some sort of a flavor, but more than a Shehakal, you can't make. So in other words, he's saying you can't qualify something as a fruit if it's not technically edible. You're taking the condom and sucking it. We don't separate the juice from the condom. It's just the Eitz, it's just the cane. You're sucking it, you make Shehakal. Good. Then he says, what about the fact that they extract the juice, they cook it, and they make sugar out of it? He says here, number one, you had to cook it and change it. You changed its form. And even if you wouldn't have had to, it's not better than all other juices with shak. So, well, how did the other Rishonim answer that? So the Torah already addresses this kasha of the Rambam. And the Torah is the end of Siman Reish Beis. He says as follows. He brings down the Lashon HaRambam. Then he says, V'efshu l'hashav al dvarav. You can answer his kasha. That she'ena daimel advash tamarim. It's not similar to dvash tamarim. Shadmarim hein pri. Dates are the fruit, are a fruit. Benati luhu adaita lo'achlam. And you plant the palm to harvest dates. Hilka kishin nishtanu, when you switch them, which means when you squeeze them out and extract the juice, the honey, nishtanu is brachasim, that ruins their bracha. Midida havia kol perish, mevarchan al-mashkan yisim shakal. Like all fruit, when you squeeze them and extract the juice is considered change. It's not considered the main purpose of the thing. It's considered just sweat. So you make shahakal. Besides grapes and oil. But these canes, they're not right to eat. The main purpose why they are planted is for the honey. Vada is their period. That is their fruit. Sorry, you were saying. So he says that this rule, this klal, this happens to be a very, very, very important tour in that sugya when we get there. This tour is a very big problem why we don't make a haitz on orange juice. But basically what he's saying is that if you have a peri, which the whole reason why this peri is harvested and grown is solely for the purpose of extracting the juice, then everybody agrees that it's a haitz. And that's his taina on this Rambam. And he's saying it's not a sushtel to dvash marm. Dvash marm is a fruit. People harvest it for the fruit too. Some people extract the honey, that's considered you ruin the fruit, and therefore it's a shahakal. But where the whole purpose of the thing is harvested and grown just to produce this fruit, then that's not a tushal, it's going to be either ha'etz or hadama. He says ha'etz, but likewise it'll be hadama. Either one, but it's not a reason why it should be a shahakal.
What do you think about hearts of palm?
Hearts of palm, again, the hearts of palm, we should be ha'etz or hadama. Which one? Ha'etz you mean? But we're differentiating between hearts of palm, because hearts of palm is the tree itself, versus here, the only reason why you can make ha'etz is because we could separate it from the tree and look at it as the product of the tree, because you extract it from the tree. Hearts of palm being the tree itself.
But he's using the svara of that equals
the main purpose of harvesting, so, yeah, which is what he shtel too, correct.
Right.
But in order to answer the questions of all the other Rishonim ask, the only svara we have is to say that here you can be separated from the tree and look at it as two products, whereas the hearts of palm you can't. As an aside. But in any case, what he says is that when the main purpose of the harvesting is to extract this juice, to extract this product, then it's ha'etz. Okay. So the Beis Yosef says, this is a wonderful svara. He doesn't understand the Rambam. But he says, the Rambam said so, so it's a sabi brachas, so we'll make a shahar. It's a classic, and that's what he passed to the Shulchan Aruch. He makes a shakas, so he brought. The Shabruah says you should know right Rishayim don't really say that, but it'll go with the Beis, we'll make a shakas. But if you made the wrong bracha, you should know your yaitz also, and don't make another bracha. They make either, yeah, Hadama. Rabbi Shem say Hadama. Yeah. Now, in Kesef Mishnah, you make a shahakol. It doesn't disagree with the Mechaber. But he says, if you made the wrong bracha, your yaitza, don't make another bracha. You have to find something else. Your yaitza, because many Rishayim. Now, it's also klal in Halachos Brachas. As one of the, you might wonder, you know, why we're learning all these Halachos Brachas, all of Machlekes, and we end up with, you know, the same bracha anyway. So the nafka mina is, though, if you make the wrong bracha, then you should know that you know when you're yotze with that, and you don't have to make another bracha A and B. It's also relevant if, let's say, you make one bracha thinking you can cover everything, right? Let's say you make ha'etz, right, and you want to cover everything on your table with your ha'etz. So then you can't really make a shahakal anymore on the sugar if you take a spoonful of sugar, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, that's what another place where we're being again. But okay, this is the what the Rambam says, this is what the Torah asks on him, and the Beis Yosef seems to agree. Now, the Kesef Mishnah, which was written after the Beis Yosef, in the Kesef Mishnah, he does defend the Rambam. And he says an interesting thing. He says, Bani Yomer, She'ilu hayakonim halalu, nimtzayim ba'artish ala tur, lo yatayinkin. If sugarcane would have grown where the Torah lived, he wouldn't say this. An unusual title. She b'makim shenimtzayim, which is in Egypt they grew apparently, where he lived. Meichru mehem la lafim v'lura bavis limtetaisem. They are sold in the thousands and the tens of thousands for the purpose of sucking them. V'hareha mayim hayotze mehem kishar meperis. And therefore, the sugar that comes out of it is like regular meperis. In other words, what is he asking on the Torah? He's saying the Torah said that the whole purpose that's harvested is to extract the sugar. He says no. That's not true. If, you know, we live where sugar cane grows, they're sold by Allah and Rabbis for the sugar cane, to suck the sugar cane. Now, he's still working in the Rambam's line of vision that sucking the sugar cane is called sucking the cane, not extracting the sugar, right? That was the way the Rambam looked at it. That sucking the cane is eating the cane, not eating the sugar. So if so, he's saying like this, they're sold in hundreds of thousands for the purpose of eating the cane. So the cane is the main fruit. And then you extract the sugar, it's like everything else that's changed, and therefore it's a shock. So this is what the Kesef Mishnah Tain is on the tour, and that's the answer to the Rambam. Now, so obviously, what you're making a face is that there are other Rishayim argue because they hold that sucking is the same thing as the sugar itself. They don't hold like the Rambam that you just look at sucking the cane as eating cane. They say, no, it's all eating sugar, so then this is not a taina. We don't care if you sell it for tens of thousands for the cane itself. It's the same, that doesn't change anything. That's also for the sugar. So you don't want to cook it, you're sucking it. But it's the same thing, it's the same sugar. The Rambam, look at it that way though. In the Rambam's world, this is a good time. The Rambam's, and our Rambam's ideology that led to sucking the cane is called eating cane, it's not called eating sugar. And it sold tens of thousands for the purpose of eating cane. So then it's, then the sugar is a byproduct, the sugar is sweat, and it's like Dvash Marm and it's Shahak. So this is the explanation of Shitas Rambam according to the Kesef Mishnah. Now, just the last thing, the Bir Halacha here says, he's not so happy with this. He says that he doesn't like this Taina. He says, "Bevadei tzadkut divrei Torah." The Torah is for sure right. The ikar priya kanam elu ha'tzukri. He says, "Who are you fooling?" He says, "The main purpose of this is the sugar." And I don't care how many. He says, "Lemish kechinan b'mas zesh kama alafim moitzim bepes abeit atmos." Then ha'ano kol shuhu b'davar tafel. He says, "I don't care if you sell tens of thousands for the purpose of sucking it. That's not the purpose of this thing." No, it's shtickel ha'ano. It's like a fun thing to do, but it's not. That's not the reason why this thing is harvested. So he disagrees. He stam disagrees with the whole time of the Kesef Mishnah. He says, "I don't care about this type of usage." It's interesting svara. In other words, something which is so elementary, you get so little hana from it, to suck it, can't be considered the main purpose of it. So therefore the main purpose is the sugar, and that's zozeh. Now, the Bria Halacha just says an interesting nafkamina, which will bring all this into focus. There's another type of sugar, which I don't think is not very popular in the States, but in Europe it was the primary type of sugar. It's a beet sugar. There's a certain type of beet, it's called a sugar beet. And they do the same thing. They cook it, and they extract the juice, and then they cook off the water, and it turns into sugar. It's beet sugar. So he says, what should be the halacha with beet sugar? He says, over here, we don't have so many of the tainus of the Rambam. Because he says the beets themselves are grown, he says, la'alafim v'larvav is only for this purpose. Then they're not. They're grown just to produce sugar. So that's what they're grown for. So therefore, and he says the beet itself, you don't have the Rambam svara that it's just an eitz baum, because it's not. It's a proper vegetable. So he says, over here, the correct bracha, l'chayra, should be hadam. Here they said, l'chayra, everybody should agree bracha is hadam. It's certainly not eitz, because the beet is a hadama. And the ones who hold sugar is hadama, for sure, beet sugar is hadama. And it's saying, even the Rambam will agree that beet sugar is hadama, because the beet itself is a proper fruit. It's a proper kriya hadama, and what you're extracting from it is what it's grown for. It should be hadama. So the problem is, everybody makes a shahakal. So what's Pshat is making shakal? It says, it must be because the Rambam's side svara of that you have to cook it. You have to cook it to produce the sugar. So even though that was just, the Rambam used it as a kavel chaimer. It wasn't his real reason. But the Rambam said that svara, so since you need to cook it to make the sugar, that must be the reason why the oilam makes the shakal on sugar.
So what's the reason why you make a shakal
on the farm? Now you have to wait. You have to wait until you get to the sugya. That's a big sugya. The very good question. The excellent question.